With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. All across Texas, people from all walks of life pulling together to recover from the deadly flooding. Here's correspondent Jennifer King.
Hundreds of people gathered for a worship ceremony in Texas at a high school stadium in Kerrville to pray and remember the victims of the deadliest inland flooding to strike the U.S. since 1976.
Our communities were struck with tragedy literally in the darkness.
Youth Minister Wyatt Wentrek.
We pray for all residents of Kerr County.
Dozens of volunteers showed up to help.
Feels heartbreaking, man. I just drop everything in my mind and I say, I want to help.
11-year-old Colton Chansey wasn't home when the trailer where he lives was destroyed.
I just lost everything in my big trailer and took voltage.
But he's lending a hand clearing debris at the RV park next door.
I'm a volunteer right now, so I'm out here doing my best for this community.
I'm Jennifer King.
Preliminary findings into that Air India crash last month say the aircraft's fuel control switches had been turned off, causing a loss of engine thrust shortly after takeoff. The report also indicates both pilots were apparently confused over the change in the switch setting. Terry Tozer is a former airline pilot, and he says the switch is designed to shut fuel off to the engines and also a part of a reset design.
If you had an engine failure, one of the actions in the non-normal checklist would be to recycle these switches from on to off and back to on again, which would initiate a restart, which is exactly what happened as designed. Unfortunately, the altitude was so low that the engines were only beginning to recover and they didn't have enough time.
260 people were killed in the crash, including 19 on the ground. One passenger did survive. This is SRN News. A new Gallup poll calling on Americans to let us know about their values.
And number one on the list is family. More adults cited that as a top priority than anything else. Coming in second is freedom, followed by health. Integrity is fourth on the rundown, followed at number five by religious faith. Amongst those who are likely to list family at or near the top of their list are women, senior citizens, Republicans, people who are married, those without college degrees, and Americans who regularly attend church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
North Carolina legislature scheduled to reconvene this month and consider overriding several vetoes by Democratic Governor Josh Stein. One of the bills he rejected would protect parents from charges of child abuse if they refuse to allow the child to live as the opposite sex. Three other vetoed measures would eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. This is SRN News. Well, PETA is on the prowl as it sues the American Kennel Club over standards for unique dog breeds.
PETA says the influential club is promoting unhealthy physical features in Frenchies, Bulldogs, Dachshunds, Pugs, and Chinese Sharpeys. In response, the AKC says it rejects PETA's assertion that the standards create unhealthy dogs. The club also knocks what it calls PETA's mischaracterizations of the standards in question. The lawsuit turns up the heat around a debate over attributes that have been honed to define some breeds, including French bulldogs. Julie Walker, New York.
While the focus has been on Texas, flooding in New England as well. Parts of Vermont and Massachusetts have seen homes damaged and a few roads washed out. Thankfully, no reports of any fatalities. More details at srnnews.com.